Back at Carnegie Mellon, Mario Savitas continues his facial recognition experiment, which is totally dependent on big data. With Zohar Tsarnaev identified and high-resolution photos now widely available, Savitas decides to test his facial reconstruction of suspect number two. It is based on this extremely blurry shot and is generated using the artificial intelligence technique called machine learning. He compares it to a database of a million faces, including this high-res picture of the younger Tsarnaev. After factoring out women, non-whites, facial hair, and people over 25, he gets this result. The real photo of Zohar ranks number 20 in the list of possible matches.
Our work on it is in infancy, but we're still blown away on how it works. This wasn't a random face. This actually fit the Boston suspect. So that was huge.